Alrighty, so let's start this with the magical theme music that goes something like this.
Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org, it's the Funny Music Podcast, brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
Hey, Devo Spice!
Hey, Luke Ski.
We got Jace from Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
Hey, hey.
And at long last, Ookla the Mock is in the house!
Woo! They're good.
Hello.
Alrighty then. Take it, Devo.
I'm waiting for this script thingy to load. I don't remember what episode number this is. I'm waiting for the
73.
Page to load. 73. Oh. Welcome to episode 73 of the Funny Music Podcast for November 3rd, 2011. And there, the page just loaded. We are here with Jace McLean of Nuclear Bubble Wrap and Rand and Adam from Ookla the Mock.
Woo!
Hey! Yay, Ookla!
Yay, indeed.
So someone should ask a question, right?
Well, we typically start off the show by...
Boz on Riptide. What?
Wait, how do we start the show?
Typically, I start the show by asking Devo Spice what he's been up to in the past week.
All right.
And I tell everyone about the cold I've had for the past week.
And people continue to listen?
Yeah, no, I like last Thursday I came down with a cold and I've still had it. Actually, I got really sick on the November 1st.
I downloaded a widget that lets me know how many listeners have like stopped listening, and right now the number is 38. So
awesome. But no, the only thing that I've been doing is for the first time ever I'm doing NaNoWriMo this year, which is National Novel Writing Month. So I'm actually writing a novel in this month, attempting to anyway.
You're a noveler.
Yeah, not really. I had this idea, and it turns out Pixar has the same idea, and I want to get mine done first.
Is it about sentient toys?
No, it's not.
Is it about dinosaurs?
Sort of, yes.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Is it about an alternate universe where the dinosaurs never went extinct and coexist alongside humans and kept evolving?
It's a similar premise than that. They don't coexist alongside humans, but it is a similar premise.
You know,
I'm trying to do the comedy thing, and I'm wondering if, you know, I'm trying to do like, see if like an airplane style spoof will work in novel form. And right now I'm leaning towards, no, it probably won't, but I'm going to do it anyway and see how it comes out.
Brandon and I had this idea for a monkey rock opera, and we worked on it for like years and years. And then the week that the album came out, Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes movie came out, and it had the exact same plot.
which turned out wasn't a good thing.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to, Luke?
Oh, I went to Contraflow, but I already talked about that on my other podcast, Bad Rapport, so there's not much to report other than, you know, Dual Core says hello.
Hey!
Or no, wait. I've got that backwards. I meant to say I went to Nerd Pow.
I was going to say, yes.
Contraflow is this weekend. Nerd Pow was last weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, too. I don't know what any of those words mean.
It was great because I was performing inside the Hyatt Regency Columbus, selling merch out in the hallway. And guess what? The FBI didn't come in and bust me. So anyway, but I wanted to thank you for doing your review of my latest album, Be Amused By Me, over on the Manic Mondays podcast.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Although I wanted to point out that, you know, the three of the four songs that are by, quote, other people, I actually wrote a significant amount of. So it's like, it's not like those things were just like, you know, filler material to me.
Yeah, I know, but I had to take a dig at you somehow.
Of course you did. So anyway, but yeah, that was cool. So. So let's just get right to it because we're chock full of guests this week.
We are.
According to your magical list, who do we start with?
We start with Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
Ah, okay.
The Halloween that came before November the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jace, first of all, thank you for posting a Halloween song because I thought we weren't going to get any this year.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, typically we get a lot. This year we only got two. That was weird.
And they were both at the last minute, so...
Yeah.
So what was the inspiration behind this song?
That was kind of our, we had this dumb little side project for a while called Graze the Skylines. And okay. it was like this thing where we were making intentionally really crappy music. But, well, I'm not sure if it was really crappy, but it's just really weird and just spur of the moment, whatever comes to mind kind of thing. And this was mm-hmm. one of the songs that kind of came out of it.
Oh, okay.
But then we added other stuff to it and changed some things around. It didn't really start off as a Halloween thing, but I ended up turning it into that. And okay. it's just a bunch of weirdness. I don't really remember the writing process on this song.
That probably means you were high at the time.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So what's a sacky?
A sack? A Y on the end of it?
One of those.
He just stuffs them in a sack.
Well, see, I thought it involved rice wine.
Yeah, see?
Because it's sacky, see?
Nobody gets us.
I know, yeah. Didn't you guys go to college? I mean,
no, see, Jace is in college right now. We're all the old farts.
I am. There's actually a really weird instrument in this song that I have here. Let's see if I can find it. Here we go. This thing is in the song.
It sounds like our dorm room in college.
I got this at Walmart for a dollar. And Kyle was just like playing it like this. It's in the chorus if you listen closely, but I have it like panning all over the...
It's a giggle stick.
Giggle, yeah, whatever you call it.
I'm sure the Flaming Lips use that on their new album, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe. I don't know. We draw a lot of inspiration from the Flaming Lips.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's especially the new stuff we're working on.
Yeah, that's great. Our live show is pretty much, you know, very similar.
Yeah, we try to do stuff like that live. I really want to get like live show and confetti and all this stuff everywhere.
You're just not going to be happy until your live show makes a huge mess that takes days to clean up, will you?
Well, yeah, exactly. Just like a Flaming Lip show.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Have you guys seen like the hair bands that'll like take a leaf blower and then mount a thing on the end of it to put a toilet paper roll on so that they turn on the leaf blower and it shoots toilet paper into the audience right off of the roll?
No.
I've seen that. But I remember when, you know, Wasp used to throw hunks of raw beef into the audience. That was cooler, I think.
If you put a marshmallow in the end of a leaf blower and put it, and you can, like, you know, it turns out it'll pierce your younger brother's skin.
I was at a GWAR show once.
Marshmallow.
I was at a GWAR show once, and the female member of GWAR did a handstand and then shot blood out of her crotch onto the audience.
Dude, we should all like have a moment of silence for the guitarist from GWAR just died today.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was wearing a mask.
He was covered in
blood and semen. I couldn't tell it. Not his corpse. I mean, his character. Although, you know.
I didn't know that. Yeah, we did a show with GWAR once, and then we did, Rand not so much, but I did beer stands in the bar with them afterwards.
That really happened. They actually used our gear. Like our gear was covered in their blood and their fake blood and semen.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was the blood was fake.
So he really died? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, unless Wikipedia lied to me.
No, people have been talking about it all day on Twitter, so yeah.
Oh. I've been offline most of the day, so I didn't hear about it. That sucks. Cause I'd rather enjoy them. So anyway, back to Jason, his Halloween. So your song is roughly about freaking out kids and stealing all their candy.
A guy. Well, if they don't give up the candy, he kidnaps them.
Right. Did you hear the story about the woman who joked that she was going to steal some kid's candy and the kid pulled a gun on her?
No.
Yeah, it's like some 8 or 9 year old kid. He stole.
Carmen?
No. He stole like a gun from his uncle or something like that and took it with him trick or treating. And this woman just came up to the kid joking that she was going to steal all this candy, and he pulled the gun on her.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What a crazy kid.
You know what? Yeah. I forgot that we normally play the song first and then talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do that if you want.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we should probably play it.
All right, so you guys mute yourselves on your ends for the next 3 minutes as we play The Halloween That Came Before November the 1st by Nuclear Bubble Wrap on the Funny Music Podcast.
Okay, where were we?
I heard the noise of the thing.
I did too. Now that I knew what to listen for.
Brennan would like it to be known that his contribution to that song was the cow at the end.
That's the part that made me laugh.
And a very nice cow it was.
And there's like lasers and like screaming and all this stuff in there. It's crazy.
Awesome. So, anything else we need to say about this song? I have nothing else to ask. So, yeah.
Did you guys do anything for Halloween?
I like it though, so that's. Aw.
Jace, did you and the band do anything for Halloween?
No. I had work to do, a bunch of school work. I had a paper to write, so no, I didn't do anything for Halloween.
I took my kids trick-or-treating.
My roommate made like a robot mask and spray painted it and stuff because he's an artist and he does stuff like that.
I dressed up like Finn and went to an outdoor caricature event in Milwaukee for 5 hours.
Awesome.
Thanks. Credit to Sarah.
Adventure Time is my favorite show ever, I think, right now. I'm so into that show.
I was very happy when I got to that gig in Milwaukee. There was another girl on campus who was dressed as Finn. So I'm like, cool. College kids these days know what Adventure Time is.
Most of them do, and most of them watch it.
So, well, cool. Is there anything else coming up for Nuclear Bubble Wrap? Any gigs, any projects you want to promote?
Yeah, we have a show next week at a place called Bonhoeffer's in Murfreesboro. So that's fun. That'll be a lot of fun. It's at a venue that we play pretty often, which is actually a church, so we can't sing like Birdfucker and stuff like that.
But it's a fan favorite.
There was one time there where we played Lesbian, and you could hear a pin drop. It was so quiet.
Yeah, I believe Steve told us about that event.
That was the Bluebird Cafe. we were like this close from getting kicked out of the Bluebird Cafe, and I could just, as we were playing the song, I could feel the hatred being projected onto the stage, and we just had to finish the song. There was nothing we could do, so we just had to stay up there. And like there was like some mom that was covering her kids' ears and stuff. And I don't think the song's offensive. It just mentions lesbians, like that's some big thing.
That's enough for some people.
Heaven forbid we acknowledge the existence of gay people, you know. But we also
if we don't acknowledge them, maybe they won't exist anymore. You know, that's the thinking.
That's from the that comes from the first church of sticking your fingers in your ears and going la 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 la.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. So should we get to the promo so that we can get to the funny music news?
Yes, let's do that.
All right, promo time.
This is the funk. PBQINGO.
Just wanna play the ukulele, oh, but I soak when the...
I'm bringing Skeksis back! Those mystic creatures don't know how to act! I think the prophecy is kind of...
Get up on the dance floor and do the unthinkable!
I have a tuba! It's made of wood! It's useless!
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. thefump.com. Funny.
Time for Funny Music News. Something, something, something. And now with all the news that makes Adam and Rand wait even longer, Devo Spice.
In the news this week, as you just heard, The Fump has a new promo. The new promo features songs from The Fump 29 and is now available for download over at thefump.com for all you people who do podcasts and internet streaming shows and possibly even radio shows and other places you might be able to play such a thing. Please head over and give it a spin anywhere that you possibly could. Speaking of The Fump 29, it is currently in production. Everything is done and it is being printed as we speak. It should be available soon, and I'll have the digital version up in the store shortly. In the store shortly.
I'll be at the shore shortly tomorrow when I'm in New Orleans.
In other news, Insane Ian's EP Weezered is now finally available for pre-order. It is available for $6 over at his Bandcamp page, which is insaneian.bandcamp.com. Features 7 Weezer parodies about Harry Potter, including Unbound, the Horcrux song, Harry Potter, and a new version of Hey There, Hermione. If you pre-order the CD, you will get 3 of the songs right away as a digital download, and you will get the physical CD as soon as it becomes available. He didn't specify a date, but hopefully it'll be within the next few weeks. But if I get more information, I will let you know.
Hey, I wanted to throw in a plug here for, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd started re-airing their episodes for their podcast, and this week they posted episode 304, I think it is, which is the beginning of the P.T. Barnum three-part adventure featuring me as P.T. Barnum, history's greatest self-promoter. So cool. If you want to go check out entertaining Dr. Floyd content featuring me, go to drfloyd.com, drfloyd.com.
All right, tour dates coming up this weekend, the 4th through the 6th. We have November 4th through the 6th, 2011, for those of you listening 3 years from now. In Gretna, Louisiana, we have the Great Luke Ski at Contraflow. Also on the 5th in Hammond, Louisiana, we have Mark Gunn at the LA Renaissance Louisiana Renaissance Festival. On the 10th in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, we have Nuclear Bubble Wrap. Hey, that's Liam. You guys. On the 11th in Kerhunkson, New York, we have Carla Ulbrich. Also on the 11th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with the Gotsicles. On the 11th through the 13th in Lombard, Illinois, we have WindyCon, which features Luke Ski, Possible Oscar, Tom Smith, Toy Boat, and Frank Hayes.
And Carrie Dalby.
And on the 12th in Hammond, Louisiana, we have Mark Gunn, once again at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. All right, that's it for the news. That's it for tour dates. Let's talk to Ookla.
Yeah!
So, hi, guys.
Oh, us.
Yeah, we thought it'd be funny if we stopped talking.
No, actually, you know, we're here at Rand's, and oh my God, there's so many comic books in this room. I'm totally, like, you know, experiencing extreme distraction here.
Awesome.
There's more comic books in this room than in most comic book stores. So there's plenty to keep us occupied.
Big comic book fans, huh?
Yeah, you never know it listening to us.
Yeah, really. So let's do this one the right way. Introduce your song, and then we'll play it, and then we'll talk about it.
What song?
You're funny. It's math.
Oh, math, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wrote that one a million years ago.
Yeah, or at least 20. Yeah, this song's really one of the first songs we wrote, and it's been part of our live show forever, but we never really did a recording of it, and we decided to rectify that.
All right, so here it is, ladies and gentlemen. 17 years in the making, Math by Ookla the Mock.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And it crawls at a rate of 1 foot per minute on a rubber band. The band is 1 yard long and stretched at a rate of 1 yard per minute. If the end begins at one end of the band, will it ever reach the other end?
If so, how long will it take the end? Will it make it if the band has a 2 yard lead?
Billy goes to school with 15 quarters in each hand. Biff pays for his lunch and then another third pays for a field trip. Billy saves half of the rest but then gives the other half away to his only friend.
How much did Billy save? And if he makes more friends tomorrow, how much more will he need?
Throwing 16 feet per second from a water tower. The tower's perpendicular to the ground, 96 feet high. Find the height of the ball after half a second. What speed of the ball when the ground breaks its stride?
How long will it take the ball to fall? How deep in the ground will it make a dent?
How many roads must a man walk down before his journey is complete? Given that he wants to walk 27 miles, and each road that he walks is 4,000 feet. Please round your answer to the nearest tenth, and show all your work on a separate sheet. The answer, my friend, is 17.4. The answer is 17.4 rows.
So there's a song that brings back some bad memories.
For whom?
For me.
Math class.
Oh, yes. Oh, I see. Actually, I want to start by saying the people that are commenting on the FUMP that say that that first problem is unsolvable are so wrong, because like the lyrics to that are actually taken verbatim from a Calculus 2 textbook. So that is not, I'm not saying I can solve it, but it is solvable.
That's the first one with the ant on a rubber band?
Yeah, it's called an infinite series proof. You can solve it.
Yeah, no. See, that there was a little controversy about that one, and my thought of it was it kind of depends on the effect the rubber band has on the ant when it's stretching. Because
that's exactly correct.
If the ant
is moving faster than it's actually moving.
Yeah, so if the ant is still moving relative to the speed of the rubber band, as if, you know, like when you're at the airport and you're walking on those moving walkway things?
That's the exact example I use. You're absolutely right. Except that unlike walkway, it expands infinitely.
Right. And so then the ant will reach the end and you can figure it out. But if the rubber band is being pulled out from underneath the ant, then it's being pulled faster than the ant is walking, and he'll never reach the end.
So
there's not enough information there to answer the question.
There is. It's just that you need some formula that we don't know.
Right.
But the funny thing about that song is that when we first wrote it, Rand and I had this big, I remember we have a recording of us having an argument about this on stage, about about whether or not these questions can be answered. And Rand, my memory of it, although
Rand is always wrong. Yeah,
Rand, when Adam says my memory is that Rand insisted that these problems could all be solved, and I said that none of them could be. And then when we were redoing it this time around, we actually made a couple of changes to make sure that none of the problems could
be
solved.
Yeah, the only one that could actually be solved like reasonably was the second verse, and so we made a change to that to make it
right.
So the
whole train thing, which everybody's like, well, the answer to this one is this one, but explain why the train verse doesn't work.
Well, it says that, first of all, it doesn't indicate that the trains are on the same track.
Yeah, no, the lyric is a train leaves from Chicago traveling south at 10 miles an hour.
Another train heads north at twice the speed but 50 miles away. Now, A, they're not on the same track necessarily, and B, it's twice the speed but 50 miles away. Well, if it's heading north at 50 miles north of the other train, it's moving in the opposite direction.
Right. Remember, so we don't give you enough
so screw
if
you
you're
guys.
Paying attention. Actually, that one's unsolvable also.
Like, we hate math, is
right.
That
yeah.
So what about the very last one where, according to the comments, you got the answer wrong?
Oh, no, yeah. No, it's absolutely wrong. We just wanted to be dicks.
Okay.
There's definitely a point at which we just decided it was way more fun to like torture people. If people are paying enough attention to our music,
And here's our proof of this. In 2001, we put out our Monkey Rock Opera, and if you have a copy of it, go to the liner notes of "Smell No Evil," and in the liner notes it says, "The answer, my friend, is not 17.4." Like, we actually, it's under the heading of things we already know, because we got sick of people coming up to us after shows and telling us these things.
Well, when Rand and I are writing songs and we're trying to decide whether we should go one way or another way, oftentimes we'll have the argument that, like, well, technically that's incorrect, but it's such a minute point and you'd have to be such a geek to like actually be aware of that we just think, boy, if they actually call us on that, God bless them for paying that much attention.
Yes.
Remember who you're performing for.
Exactly. Well, we started writing this stuff intentionally. Other things, like this song, like the during the second chorus, we're singing, in the background of the chorus, we're singing, A plus D equals
A plus B equals C minus A.
Yeah.
And then 2A plus C equals D. That's the chart of the song. Like, each time we're singing, like, A plus C equals D minus A, those are the actual chords that are being played.
Nice. I didn't pick up on that. Nice.
We hide all this crap. And the reason we started hiding it is because our fans, no matter how deep we bury crap, they find it. It's awesome.
I'll never forget there was that that comic book writer, Bud Hansel, who used to write for Big Bang Comics, bought a copy of our Super Secret record, and he called me up like a couple of weeks after he had gotten the thing. And he's like, all right, I've got all of the – he was listening to the song Superpowers. And each line of the song is about a different superhero. And he was like, well, I know that this line can't be about that superhero because you mentioned it, him in a different line. So I know it must be someone else. So is it Martian Manhunter? And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, like, I just can't believe people are paying as much attention to our music. That's the great thing about the funny music, you know, about Filk and the funny music world in general, is that people are paying as much attention to the songs as we are when we write them, which is great.
I'd like to say that I am holding in my hand the liner notes from Spell No Evil, and he is correct. It is number 6 on the list of things we already know. So,
and if you don't have a copy of Smell No Evil and would like one, it is available in the Fump store for purchase.
Absolutely true.
I have one.
Yeah. 27 tracks about monkeys.
Yeah.
Space monkeys.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wish I was kidding.
There's even a James Kachalka Superstar cover on there, right?
Yes, there sure is. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's...
Fascist couplet is, in fact, not a couplet, nor is it particularly fascist.
you're going to do a dramatic reading of the things we already know?
With a British accent, please.
Yes. Well, I see it's...
Gorillas and monkeys and chimps and apes are not the same thing.
Now do it while doing an interpretive dance.
Yes. Dance for me, monkey boy.
Twirling.
It should be http://.
He really is doing it.
Oh, my God, he's doing it.
And that was great. Now, make me a sandwich.
And now, Christopher Walken. Buona Beast is a homo sapien.
Okay, Gilbert Godfrey, do the next one.
It's Beppo the Super Chimp. She number one, asshole. And scene.
Fancy. Oh, that's confusing to people that don't have that record.
So did you guys?
Which is to say, people.
Yeah. Things are way more interesting if they're about us.
Did you guys intentionally make this song 3 minutes and 14 seconds long, or was that just kind of one of those happy coincidence things?
Well, I mean, it was like, you know, it was close enough that we're like, you know, we have to make sure that when we master this that it comes out to 3.14. Like,
okay. Yeah, when we wrote the song, yeah, we certainly did not have that in mind.
Yeah, but we kind of did a demo of it. We're like, you got to be kidding me. Though. This is, you know, so close. We're like, we can't not.
What's funny is we did it this time around, and I was looking at it when we were bringing the Pro Tools files to the studio. And I said, you know, I'm pretty sure this clocks in at 3 minutes and 14 seconds. And I told Doug, I'm like, when you master this, you have to make sure that it comes out to that. And Doug said, you know, I remember when we mastered the Random Atom tape, you asked me to do the same thing. Like, I had forgotten we'd already determined that the song was that long.
Doug, by the way, is the talking monkey that, you know, we use to... I don't. Doug is the guy that mixes our stuff. And he actually... used to play with us, but he got caught.
And he means play the bass with us, play a musical instrument in our band.
So I wanted to, are you guys willing to reveal the secret forthcoming plans of albums and stuff for Ookla?
Well, yeah.
As long as...
It's not so much a secret as that no one will listen to us.
Well, yeah, and that every time we talk about it, the plans have changed.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, our current plans are to... actually, you know, we're hoping as soon as January of 2012, we're going to put out like a 6-track EP, which will have one song from our forthcoming record and 5 tracks that will not be on the record. And then we're going to, you know, continuing to work on the record that we're working on right now is the working title.
Are we talking about the actual
album? No, the full album.
Well, let's tell them the title of the EP.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
It's going to be called Nerdvana. And we've really decided to really embrace, you know, really get down with our nerd selves on this on this upcoming stuff. Our last record, as a lot of you know, was about our experiences in Hollywood when we were on our big Disney adventure, as we've come to call it. And although we really felt that was a strong record, our fan base was not as into the subject material. So we've really decided to kind of, you know, hit the nerd stuff super hard.
And all the stuff I've heard from you, I think that's my favorite album.
God bless you, sir.
Ours too.
You know? You know, it's got, you know, it's like, it's not nerdy enough. There's only a song about Mr. Worf and Scooby-Doo and
X-Files.
You know, yeah, you know, like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's those complaints are, we've generated them in our minds to soothe the pain of low record sales. Yeah. Like, no one's ever actually said that. It's just...
But, so yeah, so Nerdvana is coming out very soon, like, you know, early 2000. What's the next year that's after this
one?
Yeah. 2012. And, then in this, hopefully in the same year,
we're hoping to beat the Mayan, the end of the Mayan calendar with our album.
Right, we are going to be releasing an album which is all about evil. It's all about supervillains and villains and archenemies and so forth. Yes. And we believe it's going to be called "Bring On the Bad Guys."
Cool.
And we're quite excited about that. We also have extensive notes for, actually we have, you know, a bunch of it recorded for a children's record called Go to Bed.
Go to bed.
That's the one. Yeah, very nice.
That's the song we're working on, you know.
Right, yeah, we're hoping to include that track on this EP that we're talking about too, just to kind of wet people's whistle for some of the children's stuff. And, yeah, so, and actually we've got enough kind of non-album tracks that we're hoping to, you know, if all goes well for us, we'll have another similar EP, you know, kind of with a song from the album and then four or five non-album tracks coming out around the same time as the record. So, you know, we've got certainly no lack of material, and we just need the time
and
the will.
That's what you get for, you know,
not putting out a record,
for that many years.
Yep.
We've got a whole bunch of songs.
It's sadly true.
Did either you guys make it to OVFF last week?
I was there, and I was not there really as a performer, just there kind of hanging out with some friends, seeing some good music, and it was a good time.
Cool. I haven't been there in a couple of years, usually just because there's always other things happening near that time, and I can only afford to, you know, go to so many places. So
absolutely, I mean.
So I was curious just what's up with you guys, you know, in general in your lives. What are you up to? I know you got married, Rand. Yes. That's probably very old news by now, but...
we have three children. We have no children. I just thought that would be... Actually, we were recently divorced, so... that's completely a joke. I couldn't be happier. Yes, I was married, 3 years ago. So yeah, that should tell you how long it's been since Luke and I have talked.
He means he got married 3 years ago. He is still married now. See, just to be clear, yeah.
I was wedded 3 years ago. Yeah. How's that?
Yeah, that's one of the things is that the Rand and I both have, you know, lives, and we had really noticed that the band was kind of going by the wayside, and so we made a commitment a year ago or so to that we were going to carve out one night a week to continue writing and recording. And it's, you know, it's not always easy to carve that time out of our out of our lives. You know, Rand's got his career and I've got my, you know, intense loneliness.
I got the updating of my enemies list.
So, right.
But it's fueled some really good songs.
Yeah, sure. And we're really excited about the process that we have for recording now, where we're, we each invested in recording systems, you know, home recording systems, and we do all of the instrumentation pretty much separately and then edit it together. Mm-hmm. We still do all the writing together. We divide and conquer on the recording, and then we go into the professional recording studio that we've used for many years, Watchman Studios in Lockport, to do all of the vocals
and mixing,
and the mixing and mastering.
Well, awesome. The songs sound great. I'm really psyched for
that. Yeah, we're really excited about our new drummer, Easy D. Is the name he goes by. That's Easy Drummer.
Yeah, we're using software drums on these, and it's
I love Easy Drummer.
Yeah, isn't it great?
It's so much better than dealing with a whole bunch of horseshit from some, like, you know.
That was Adam, by the way. Ask drummers that have worked with Ookla.
Yeah, like any of them are listening to this. They all hate us already.
Well, except for Louise. I might mention that both Luke and I were drummers.
I stand by my statement. our last drummer, God bless him, he is a super nice guy, but he had no car, and so I would have to go pick him up when it was time for practice or whatever, and also he had a bad back, so he couldn't carry his drums, so I'd have to, like, go, you know, pick him up, hope that he remembered that practice was that night, you know, go carry his drums down from upstairs and load them into my car, then, you know, carry them up into my apartment. And then do the same thing in reverse when it was time to, you know, take him home. So, you know, Easy Drummer is way easier than that.
Yeah. So how you people get by with playing live instruments is beyond me.
Plus, plus Easy Drummer doesn't, like, you know, steal, you know, all the hot chicks after the concerts, right, Adam?
It's too true.
So, Adam, being the Emperor Palpatine to my Anakin Skywalker in the realm of caricatures, I was curious if there's been any interesting tales of caricature anecdotes of customers that piss you off.
I'm going to correct your analogy there. What I am is the Obi-Wan Kenobi to your Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, okay.
In that, you know, if you don't mind your lip, I'll cut off, you know, both your legs and one arm and leave you, like, burning by the lava shore.
So, I stand corrected, master.
Very wise, my young Padawan. Yeah, you know...
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm like, what are these references? What are you guys...
Yeah, you know, as I'm sure you've found, the freelancing business is a little slow since the economy took a dive, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know, it'll come back around. Always does.
Yeah, it's... I just got, last year I did a business Christmas card where this guy wanted me to draw everyone that worked in the office plus add his two children, and I sent him the first version, and he told me he didn't think the children looked enough accurate, you know, so,
right,
so I had to redo them, and the second version he was happy with, and now I just got contacted by his secretary saying they want me to redo the card and, you know, kind of swap out some employees that are no longer with the company for some new ones. And also, he wants me to redraw the kids again. It's like, how much did the kids change in the past year that I need to redraw your kids for this card?
Well, you know, it's funny. I had a card that I had to do. There's a guy that I do work for every now and again, and he's, you know, like an eccentric millionaire type.
Yeah.
And he's got quadruplets, right? And
oh,
so he gave me a photograph that they had, like a studio photograph that they had professionally taken of these four identical little girls. And but it's funny because there's, like, you know, three of them are totally identical, and then there's the one, like, freak child with the, like, you know, googly crazy eyes and, you know, the, like, you know, dysgenetic teeth. And so I did a sketch of them, and you know, I did this, you know, hilariously exaggerated caricature like we like to do, and of course it, you know, it, like, came back, and again, it's like through his secretary, like, I never speak with him, he like communicates through a third party that they want the, like, you know, the little devil child redrawn to look like the other ones, and then it kept coming back for, you know, revisions, and by the time I was done, I swear I should have just traced the photograph. You know, that's he didn't want a caricature. He does, you know, parents never do. They never want a caricature of their.
Yeah, they want a pastel portrait.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But they want to pay for a pastel portrait.
Right. And that's the thing. It's, you know, I go to great lengths to explain what it is I do before I do it, but I'm not there to, you know, like, they're supposed to be funny and they kind of make fun of you a little, you know? So.
Yeah. I've had like three different ideas for songs about being a caricature artist, and I never get them done because you pretty much created the ultimate magnum opus song collection about caricatures. It's like every time I get an idea, I'm like, oh, that's kind of like what Adam already did, and Adam did it like a billion times better than I would anyway.
Well, you know, so. I put out, Luke's referring to, I put out a six-song EP called Sketched Out, Six Songs for Retail Caricature Artists, which was, you know, I decided that, you know, playing for, you know, writing comedy songs for fans of, you know, comedy Star Trek music or whatever wasn't a small enough audience. And so I created a CD that was specifically for professional caricaturists. And, but you know, what's funny is that since I put that out, I've actually written a couple more songs about drawing caricatures that, you know, every once in a while I'll have an idea like, oh, you know, that would be a song. So I might re-release that with a couple of bonus tracks someday.
That would be epic as hell. Cool. Well, do you guys have anything else you want to promote at the moment?
Yeah. Like, well, as Adam said, because we're, you know, just carving out the time to write and record is pretty much tapping us out right now. So unfortunately we don't really have any shows lined up for the next, you know,
also no band. So
yeah,
because of course that doesn't stop anybody, you know, like that doesn't stop any of you guys.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
yeah,
well, it's like when our last bass player left, he's like, you guys could just go on those stages and read your lyrics and you'd sell this many records.
Yep.
And we're like, sadly, you're probably right. He's
sadly right. But yeah, so but I guess the Fump is what we'd like promoted at this point, because you know, we're really excited to finally be contributing here. As you had pointed out in your a recent podcast, we had like a 5-year lag between getting accepted onto the Fump and actually releasing a song onto the Fump. So
yep, you held the record.
Hell, this is
no. I think you still do hold the record. I mean, there are other people who are approved who haven't posted, but. I think
first place was Ukulis, second place was Lemon Demon, and third place was Carla Ulbrich.
Yeah.
Has Carla, like, how often is she contributing at this point?
Once or twice
like
a year.
Three songs or something.
But she's around. I just spent 7 hours in a car with her. Yeah.
Like, well, did you lose a bat or like?
No, I drove her back from the con. She lives in New Jersey now, about an hour south of me. So
that's right. Yeah, I can't believe Joe got to move to Jersey.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
That's love, right there.
Yeah.
Oh my!
All right. Well, should we get to the next part of the show?
Let's do it.
Whatever it's called.
There's another part of the show. Are we in
There's
it?
More.
You can be in it if you want to.
Okay. All right. This is the fake news.
And now a jingle.
You think it's hopeless on the internet. Your life still sucks no matter how rich you get. Now there's a groovy station that rocks the Dimension Nation. If you wanna laugh for a day and a half, the internet is your salvation. Dementia Radio, ha ha dee dee ho ho. Funny music can't stand up. I'm falling and I can't get up. Dementia Radio, ridiculous. DementiaRadio.org.
This is the part where there's feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. You know that segment of the show we do about now?
Feedback. Feedback.
Feedback. Too many monkeys.
All right. We have...
that'd make a good song.
It's a cover
for feedback. We have no new iTunes reviews. We have a comment from Mr. Wompy, who says, excellent bantering between you all in this episode. So, thank you. I agreed. That was last week's episode. Was a lot of fun. We got an email from Lee Seitz, who says, Fumpers, on one episode, you said that each member can also have an additional auxiliary slot to post songs under an alternate name. For example, this week we have Jesse Smith's alternate morning sidekick. So does the Bald Box slot belong to Rob Balder or Worm Quartet? How about Cirque du Soleil? Is Money Shot Cosmonauts an alternate slot for Robert London Spaff.com or its own thing? Lastly, does Devo Spice have to worry about splitting money each month for groups made up of otherwise independent artists like Cirque du Soleil? Or does he just give it to the primary for the slot and then let them worry about splitting it? In the case of Cirque du Soleil, I'd guess it'd still end up being him. To answer your questions...
you put way more thought into this than we ever do.
Yeah. No, the we just started doing that as a favor to the artists who wanted to post stuff under an alternate name. Morning Sidekick was the original group that we approved, and then Jesse said that he wanted to post stuff that wasn't Morning Sidekick related, so he's posting it under his own name, Jesse Smith, and he gets all the money for both of those accounts. The Bald Box account doesn't really belong to either Rob or Shoebox. It's just kind of a separate Bald Box account, and I do split the money evenly between both Rob and Shoebox. So any money that comes in that goes to Bald Box, they split evenly. Same thing with Cirque du Soleil. We split that four ways. Money Shot Cosmonauts was set up by Spaff to specifically for songs that Spaff wrote that didn't involve Robert Lund. Because there were a couple of those early on that he did that were posted under Robert Lund's name, but Robert had nothing to do with them. So Spaff came up with the name for actually, I think Robert actually came up with the name for it. It was mentioned in Tom Smith's song CYA, and Spaff kind of one day said, "Oh, what the hell? Let's just use that name," and went with Money Shot Cosmonauts.
Sort of like Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's it for that. Okay, continuing on. In stats, Insane Ian and TV's Kyle continue to rule at number one and number two. Steve Goody has moved back up to the top three, where he's tied with... That tie moves everyone else up one place, but otherwise the order is unchanged and can be seen in my last set of tweets, at Eclectic Lee S. And sadly, Carrie Dalby's slight gain on Jesse Smith will probably be negated on this week's show. Not actually, since Jesse couldn't make it this week. Stay funny, Eclectic Lee Sites. Okay, and speaking of Jesse, we're gonna play his song that he posted on Sunday, which all was right. Our second and second of two Halloween songs we posted this year.
Yep, and it's another short one, so get ready for 1 minute and 44 seconds of Morning Sidekick with "I Will Dismember You."
Piece by piece into some hefty bags. I will dismember you, 'cause you offended me. You let my love pass you by.
DementiaRadio.org.
Alrighty.
Alrighty. Coming up on the Fump, we can tease both tracks.
Tomorrow's
song.
Tracks.
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 Tomorrow's song is by Lemon Demon. And Tuesday's song is by Tony Goldmark. So there you go. You've been teased.
Yay. Yes. So, Jace, here's your last chance to plug things.
NuclearBubbleWrap.com, WeirdAlTribute.com for the 26 and a half tribute album. Yeah.
That is also now finally available in the Fump store. Yay!
It is. It's in the Fump store, so awesome.
By the way, Jace, did you know about that whole thing with the Onion AV Club podcast?
No, Austin told me about it.
Yeah, and I heard about it through Adam talking about it on The Scope, so I hadn't, it was like from 5 weeks ago, they talked about the album for like 2 minutes and played some tracks and said
That's
some really cool. nice things about it, so, and
that
they put
awesome.
They put up a plug there, so yeah. Anyway, Ukle the Mock, do you have a website or what?
Well, we do. We're actually, obviously working on a new website to replace the old one. We're just stupid and lazy. For now, any updates
mostly
can
Rand
be
is.
updates. Rand is stupid or lazy, or Rand is working on a new website. Either pick it. Yeah. Dealer's choice.
Either way is good.
Yeah. No. For updates with Ukla, you're going to want to go to our Facebook page right for now, which is just facebook.com/officialukla.
Cool.
And Ukla is spelled O O K L A.
T H E M O K.
Oh, O K L A.
M O U S E.
All right, so I guess that's it. Thank you all so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, this is the Funny Music Podcast. I'm Luke Ski.
I'm Devo Spice.
And then the other guys say things.
We're Ukle the Mock.
Yeah, we sure are.
If they're bubble wrap.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, at DementiaRadio.org. And join us in the chat. Or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefump.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of Fidem Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Shout it to random people on the street. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week, where you'll hear Luke Ski say,
I'll get you next time, El Marco, next time!
It's funny.
That was super fun.